So, two things. And one of them is a short. I just, you know, when you're talking about hypocrisy, it's kind of funny how the Republican establishment kind of kind of suffers from this a lot. A lot. So you had Tom Ridge. And of course, listen, of course Tom Ridge is going to come out and support Jeb. Of course. Of course he's going to come out and support Jeb. He served under W. He was the Homeland Security boss. And I have no problem with Tom throwing his endorsement, I guess you could call it that, for Jeb. And I have no problem with him bashing Trump, saying he's a reality show star and so forth and so on. That's fine. But what set me off, and here's the hypocrisy. Tom Ridge says that Donald Trump is a narcissist, and that's not the thing that set me up, but that Donald Trump is a draft dodger, and he received deferments because of bone spurs, and yet he can't remember which foot it is on. That's what Tom Ridge said. He also said Ted Cruz would be a great Supreme Court judge, but he could never get confirmed. Jeb Bush represents principled, proven leadership. Then Donald Trump doesn't know how to solve problems. And Ted Cruz is not a proven leader. So this was a Tom Ridge endorsement. And like I said, I have no problem with it, except the comments about Trump being a draft dodger. Now, remember, he's comparing Trump to Jeb. And I have to presume the Bush legacy. Tom Ridge and people that worked with him in an administration that, depending on who you believe, had a co-presidency with Dick Cheney. And if I recall, Dick Cheney got 5 student deferments. 5 student deferments. I mean, the likelihood that you would get 5 student deferments is pretty low. I mean, it's extremely low. 5 student deferments is unheard of. And then, when all these deferments were basically up, when the deferment chain was finally broken, and it looked like Cheney was going to go off to war, he conveniently had a child. He conveniently had what is known as a deferment baby. No BS. If you look at the timeline, and time does not lie, if you look at the timeline of when Lyndon Johnson basically made people like Dick Cheney eligible to go to NAM. If you look at the day that Lyndon Johnson said, okay, all these people that were exempt, they're no longer exempt. Now the only people that will be exempt is individuals who are married and have a child. Rather, it's on the way or it's born, but that's it. That's the only exemption. And the day Lyndon Johnson signed that order, Dick Cheney's wife got pregnant. She literally, from the point Lyndon Johnson signed the draft law, because we needed more troops, from that point, Dick Cheney's wife got pregnant, because it was 9 months and 2 days when Liz Cheney was born. It was exactly 9 months and 2 days from the time Lyndon Johnson signed the new draft order. So, you know, if Tom Ridge wanted to say Trump is a narcissist and that he can't be the president because he doesn't have a plan, he could have said all of those things. But to say he's a draft dodger because he got a deferment for having bone spurs, which was common. It was a common thing. It was a common thing. And Ridge's co-boss, I'd like to call Cheney the co-boss, his co-boss got 5 student deferments. 5. 5 student deferments, and then had a deferment baby. I mean, you want to talk about a draft dodger. Nobody was a bigger draft dodger than Dick Cheney. And what's worse, he sent hundreds of thousands of soldiers to war. Dick Cheney was part of the biggest military disaster, the biggest blunder. Seriously. The biggest military disaster Cheney was responsible for. And he was a draft dodger. He got 5 student deferments. He had a deferment baby. And Tom Ridge has the audacity to say Donald Trump is a draft dodger? Jeez. I'm going to tell you guys something. I don't know how we make it out of the primary with a party intact. Seriously, I don't know how we make it out of the primary with a party intact. I mean, Tom Ridge has said he will not support Donald Trump. He said that. He goes, I will not support Donald Trump. If he gets a nomination, I will not support him. He flat out said, I will not support him. Now, maybe he's just doing this for lip service. And when push comes to shove, he'll go into the booth and pull that lever. But I don't know how the party moves on. I don't know how. That's why I've said before, it would have almost been better if Trump started another party. And basically, you blow up the Republican Party, because that's in essence what you would do. You would blow up the Republican Party. You would have a huge portion of the Republican Party under a different umbrella, new breed of Republicanism. I call it the three isms. I do. That. I call it the three isms. Nationalism, conservatism, and republicanism. It's the three isms. So you would have this party led by Trump and people that feel disenfranchised, feel abandoned, feel left out because the Republican establishment has said to them, you don't matter. Your voice doesn't matter. Your thoughts don't matter. Your opinions don't matter. We don't care about you. You are not part of us. You are not part of this circle. We are in this circle. You are outside the circle. We're in a room, and this room is all of ours. But the real power lies in this circle in the room. You're outside that circle. You're still part of the room, but you're not in this circle. And Trump represents those people. I've said this before. The notion that the Republican Party is filled with these Reagan Republicans is insane. It's absolutely insane. There's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people that voted for Reagan who are dead. And there are millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people who were born, who lived their teenage years, their early adult years, and have no idea, absolutely no idea what it was like to live in the United States with Ronald Reagan as president. Remember, we've had, for intents and purposes, all intents, 8 years of Obama. Then you had 8 years of W. Then you had 8 years of Clinton. So that's 24 years right there of policy changes, culture changes. Rather it's overseas, rather it's in the streets of Baltimore, and then throw in 4 years of Bush Sr., and now you got 28 years. You're 28 years, 28 years, almost 30 years removed from Reagan Republicans. And that group does not exist. This magical group that the Ted Cruz's and Mark Levin's think that are out there, but they're just buried in holes waiting for the new Reagan. It doesn't exist. Ted Cruz is not going to get the nomination and all of a sudden 90 million people show up. No, seriously. All of a sudden, 90 million people pop up. And they're like, hey, we now can come out and vote. The thinking of the Tom Ridges that are part of that old Republican mindset, that old Republican mindset. You know, it's funny. Republican voters have gotten smarter and more, I would say, open-minded. I mean, if you really want to think about it, Republican voters have become more open-minded. They're looking at different points of view. They're sitting there saying, okay, I don't have to be an evangelical Christian. I don't have to follow with my Bible. I don't have to be for gutting Social Security. I don't have to be for getting rid of certain programs. I can be for government spending. It's a matter of how the government spends. I can be for government. You know, this Republican conservative motto, small government, small, you know, all of these things that they say you have to be for to be a conservative, to be a true Republican. But there's aspects of the Republican voters' mindset that goes against these old, outdated, hard-lined ideas. You know, the mindset of anti-abortion, regardless of anything, no except. I mean, this hard-line stance doesn't play. Forget just the general, but even in the base, even in the 61, 62 million people that voted for Mitt Romney. You're delusional if you think the 62 or 61 million people that voted for Mitt Romney have a Marco Rubio anti-abortion stance. I think you're more apt to find a consensus that people in the Republican Party are okay with certain abortion. I know that sounds horrible, and I'm sure, I am 100% sure, there's millions and millions and millions of Republicans who are anti-abortion but are perfectly fine with their leader, rather to congressman, senator, governor, president, not having that same view that they have. So it's a new time. It really is. It's a new time. It's a new time. The Republican Party is evolving. The Republican Party is opening their minds. It's the Democrats that are going backwards. It's the Democrats that all of a sudden are looking at a Bernie Sanders and saying, yeah, socialism. Yeah, the government. Yeah. Yeah, all of these people that go to college and they're, you know, they protest the Wall Street. They protest the Oscars. They protest the Emmys. But they all want Big Brother to take care of them. Yes, I know. Democrats have always been for big government programs. But we've never seen the base. We've never seen millions of Democrats that literally are fine with giving up more than half, try 75%, 80% of their money, the money that they work hard for, so that there's free stuff for everyone. I mean, in theory, everything that Bernie Sanders is proposing is stuff that we learned about when we were in school. When we were in grammar school, high school, taking history, everything that Bernie Sanders is proposing was what we were taught as being bad. It's like the Democrats have regressed. I mean, that's what's totally tripping everybody out. That all of a sudden the Republicans are the ones that are going, well, you know, so what if he's this on that position or this on that position? As long as he supports this, which is important to me, that's all that matters. I'm not so close-minded that unless this candidate across the board is A, B, C, or D. And that's how Republicans used to be. And what Trump has brought out is millions of Republicans going, well, you know, if the government spent some money to rebuild roads and bridges and things of that nature, it's not such a bad thing. Instead of giving billions of dollars to this foreign country and spending billions of dollars on this war, it wouldn't be so bad if they took that money and rebuilt that damn highway that I drive to work every day on. And it takes me an hour because there's only three lanes. And if they want to make five lanes, I can get to work quicker and I could be more productive. And you know what? It's not a bad thing. It used to be, no, 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 government. No, you can't. No, you're not a conservative. You're not. What's wrong? And now you have Republicans saying, oh, wait a minute. That's not that bad. Government isn't entirely bad. It's just the people that are running the government now are doing a bad job. Government can be good if it works for the people. Government is bad when it works against the people. So you've got millions of people in the Republican Party that are opening their minds. Then you got millions and millions of people as far as the Democrats go that are closing their minds. They're giving up. I mean, you're really giving up when you look to a Bernie Sanders and say, okay, so if I make $500 a week and I give you $400 of it, you're going to take care of me? Okay. I mean, it's insane. It really is insane. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. What's going on with the Democrats right now is insanity. It really is insanity. They created this problem. They created this problem that exists with a whole bunch of kids who don't have jobs, who live in their parents' basement. They created this problem with millions of black folk that constantly scream racism and are constantly being told that it's other people that are keeping them down. It's not them. It's not them. It's other people that have done things to them. It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre where we are. How the parties have basically flip-flopped. It's weird. It really is. It's weird. Democrats, hope and change. No. Hope and change. There's no hope with giving up everything and saying to the government, please take care of me. You've given up. That's not hope. You've given up. When you say to somebody, take care of me, I will work, and I will give you everything that I earn. Let me keep a little so I can buy cigarettes and beer and my new Beyonce record or download, whatever the hell it is. So you give me a little. It's being a child. It's like when your parents gave you an allowance. Said here, okay, you mow the lawn, you take out the trash, you do all of these chores. And we'll give you $5. And you get your $5, and that's what you're able to go buy. Candy. If you're a little older, get someone to buy you cigarettes. And here we are, talking about Bernie Sanders. And you have millions of adults that want to go back to being a child. And the young adults want to stay children. It's amazing. Surrendered. They've basically surrendered. They've given up. It's over. I give up. That's what they're saying. Yes, Bernie Sanders. Yeah, I'm going to suspend. Because that's the old... If you don't think taxes... If you don't think you're going to be paying 80% in taxes... Under Bernie Sanders, you're suspending. You're literally suspending reality. Things like college and healthcare and childcare and all of these things that Bernie Sanders says is free need to be paid. And there's not enough billionaires and gazillionaires in the United States to tax that will be able to pay for all these things. That's just reality. So in actual, all these young people, all these middle-aged people, all these old people, whoever, all these people that go to a Bernie Sanders rally and go, rah, 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 rah. Free, 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 free. They don't realize that it's actually becoming out of their pocket. It's going to come out of their pocket, not just the billionaires and gazillionaires. Because once Bernie Sanders goes to the bazillionaires and the gazillionaires and takes what he can grab from them, and remember, the billionaires and gazillionaires have lawyers and accountants that will help them make sure Bernie Sanders doesn't take all of their money. And once that money comes in, Bernie's still going to need trillions of dollars to pay for his other programs. And then he will go to all the people that sit in his crowds at his rallies. And just like a priest at a church saying, give, we're going to be sending the collection plate around. They will be opening their pocketbooks. And guess what? Those average people don't have teams of lawyers and accountants. There is no tax shelters. There is no tax advisements. It's give me your money. And that's it. That's it. It's wild. It's wild how we have switched roles as far as Democrats and Republicans. It's wild. But it is what it is.